Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. Happy Friday. Had something in my eye there.
Was it?
Did you forget anything in your eye, like a little hair or something? You have to blink it out.
I don't think I get as much in my eye as I used to. Here's three things that don't happen as much when you're an adult as they do when you're a kid. You don't get stuff in your eye even nearly as much.
Yeah.
I remember having stuff in my eye almost all the time. Four things. Number two, getting hit in the bollocks. That's basically gone by the wayside. What?
Yeah, we're not childish anymore, are we?
No. Don't get winded anymore.
How often were you getting winded as a kid?
Probably by
accidental bonus?
Bi-monthly. Accidental boners. And also, earache. I used to love getting earache as a kid.
He listens to this podcast long enough.
Oh, love that.
Oh, Ethan James, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yes. Hello.
What don't you do anymore that you used to do as an adult? Apart from, used to do as a kid, sorry.
Oh, falling out of high things such as trees.
Good one.
Getting spelks in your fingers from fences.
Getting what?
Spelks. Spelks in your fingers. A spelk. Where you get a spell?
Are you aware of this word?
I don't know what the hell he's talking about. I've got so many questions. Have you fallen out of a tree?
Oh, haven't we all? The octopus tree in Saltwell Park. Many a branch coming out of that one. Very easy to fall off. The more the branches, the more likelihood to fall.
Is that true? Nice. Surely the more branches, the more you've got to cling on to.
Well, maybe so, but also more danger.
Why more danger?
More branches.
Why does that lead to danger?
Because there's just more possibility to climb higher, to climb lower.
It's such a trap circle then, as you just keep going back and forth. More danger, more branches. More danger. And spelk.
Spelks.
Do you mean a splinter?
Spelks. Oh, well, that's a synonym, I guess.
That's a what? A cinnamon?
Cinnamon. It's like a synonym is, tastes like sort of Christmas. You love it. Synonym toast
and
crunch.
And you've got that in your fingers?
Well, I believe so. Well, when it gets stuck in there.
Did you ever wet the bed, Ethan?
Yeah.
Oh, never in my life.
That's absolutely
you fucked up.
All right, yeah, I have.
Do you remember any of the times you wet the bed?
No. I remember.
Should I ask you again and then you tell me the right answer?
Did I tell you that I once had a, I don't know if I've ever told the terrible dream I had that sent me, like, running into the bathroom using a toilet brush holder as a weapon. Have I ever told that?
No, what happened?
Have I ever told that?
I think so.
I think we'd remember.
How old were you?
He gave us quite a bit of detail. It's not just brushed over my head. Well, go
what
on.
Year was it?
This was, I must have been, I'm going to pick the ages between 8 and 10.
Okay, 9. That'd be 9, that. Yeah.
And,
it's 9.
What happened was, I wasn't very well, you see. A terrible fever.
Like some sort of fucking Dickens tale. A terrible fever. The boys at death's door. Oh, somebody call the doctor. We can't, we're snowed in.
And I was overheating.
Give him the hemlock brew.
That's what overheating.
Overheating.
Like an old Ford Escort.
Sweating. Oof. As part of the overheating process. And
it's fully evolved.
And my mum was, Linux was in bed to comfort me. She was fully clothed.
Well, she needed to be because he was kicking out so much heat. She didn't want to get ill.
No.
And fully naked.
And
just sweaty, slipping all over each other.
She was on the phone to like a friend.
Okay.
Well, just catching up.
Yeah, it was like 10 o'clock or something. I was so like...
Hell, if my friend called me at 10 o'clock, it's fuck off.
Oh, maybe it was 8 o'clock. And,
it was somewhere between 8 and 10. It was 9.
I got it. Was it 9?
And they were on... she was on the phone, and I'm asleep. And then her talking on the phone, and me being overheating and feverish and not very well, I got into a spiral of confusion. And what happened was, I woke up and I leapt out of bed, okay? I leapt out of bed screaming, ah!
Yeah,
and I run to the bathroom, and I locked the door.
What did you think was happening?
Oh, I believe I was getting attacks from my mum. I believe she was trying to hurt me. So I grabbed the toilet brush and I'm sat in the corner. I'm holding it in case she opens the door. And then she walks in and opens the door. And I'm there with the toilet brush and then I realise what I'm doing. But until then, I was just so off my head.
Wow. Jeez. That's quite terrifying, actually, isn't it?
I've never had a fever like that. No, did you tell my appendix burst when I was three? Did you know that story? That's the closest I've died to death.
That's a very early podcast story, and I've almost forgotten it. So tell us again for those
who
don't
remember. For those of you who've been listening for a while, it burst, and my mum says that I had my. I was in the bath when it burst, and my dad's voice came into me and went, oh, "I need to go to the hospital." But did you know the bit where they didn't get all of the appendix burst out? A bit floated to me testicles, and I had to have an operation on them. And I was about a year later. You got to count every little bit, haven't you? Because it blows up.
So did you think you had bigger like testicles?
I was 4 years
did.
Old, I won't walk around like fucking King Kong. But something was up with my balls. They really hurt. So, as you can imagine, the appendix, like, I don't know if there's any doctors watching can help us out a bit, but I'm sure it blows up.
It doesn't, there's not like a controlled explosion.
Yeah, but what do you
it
think happens?
Oh, you were sat in the bathroom and then you went,
yeah, there's not a countdown.
And then you went, and a bit of smoke came out your mouth, like something from The Mask.
What does happen?
Well, it obviously ruptures and opens and leaks and
bursts.
Why
did they call it blowing up?
No one calls it blowing up, they call it bursting.
Put. Bursting,
right?
Blowing up and bursting is pretty similar.
When a water balloon bursts, do bits of water balloon fly all over the garden, or does it sort of mostly just sort of rip into two ish?
No, it bursts. But what we need to figure out is how powerful the burst is.
Well, yeah,
because if a water balloon could burst so powerfully,
if the tap was on full blast, maybe.
Yeah,
but I don't think. Usually, the amount of pressure inside the body isn't enough for things to explode, is
but
it?
So could you hear it? Do you know what I mean? Because I don't know.
Like, do you know when you see that?
If yours burst now, we're like, oof.
Do you know when you see that old sort of footage of in the 60s of sort of Soviet nuclear tests?
Yeah, yeah.
And like at sea, there'll just be a fucking.
Yeah.
So when you're in the bath, did a shockwave fire across the surface of the water, just vaporising all the water, and all of a sudden you're sat in a big bath of steam? Is that what you're imagining? So it burst so hard, one of the bits flew into your bollocks.
Yeah. Or they just didn't collect all the burst bits.
And it migrated
good
down
enough
there.
And it just fucking went for a swim.
Wow.
Bad that, innit?
Well, do you think it thought, I don't know where to go now, because obviously the rest of me has been taken out.
Yeah.
Appendix. I'll go near the genitals.
Yeah, but or I don't know, can sperm communicate?
Oh, you think it sort of sent the appendix a little text?
Hey, boy, go ahead.
Text.
Come here.
You probably would say something, wouldn't
you? It's a great laugh down here. Sausage fest, though, isn't it, down there?
You ever watch The Great Sperm Race on Channel 4?
No. A sperm man or woman? I know sperm.
They're both, aren't they?
I know sperm comes from the man, but do sperm themselves have gender or the ability to.
No.
Do they not?
No, they're. And they're not 50-50 themselves as well.
Are they? Yeah. They're half and half.
Yeah. Which is the way these days. So The Great Sperm Race, essentially, Channel 4, we did this in lessons. Channel 4 created what it is actually like if a human being was a sperm, what they'd have to go to eventually get to the egg.
Wow.
And let's just put it this way, it's a lot.
Really?
You think
the working title Changing Worms?
None. No, it wasn't Changing Wombs, but that's a really good one. So it's crazy. You got to run for miles.
Really?
Miles. Then you got to climb stuff. Then shit comes and attacks you.
Really?
Because the woman
to go up the arse.
The woman. Oh god, the great arse race. That was the sequel that never got commissioned. Yeah.
None of them made it to the egg. Although one of them did find a little Cheerio that.
Yeah, he loves it. He still lives there to this day.
He does, like a big dinghy.
But no, because then the woman's like, fucking white blood cells come and shoot you down.
Really?
So you got to be fucking out, buzz up, bang like that, fuck off.
Wow.
So you got to be unbelievable. It's like the beginning bit of Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
Very similar.
Yeah.
Very similar.
Quite remarkable that we won. We won the race. We're the winners.
Yeah, all three of us.
In the war?
living testament that you know, not all sperm is particularly great. Imagine the ones that didn't. I always think this. Do you know when you have like IVF, and they put the sperms in just by themselves? What if they accidentally pick one that would have had no chance of getting to the egg? Do you know ones that's like, oh, fuck, I can't be arsed going all the way up there? And that's the one they get with the tweezers.
Lucky bastard.
And they put it in.
Did your mum have IVF?
No.
I think they've got a way of working out the most spectacular ones. I've got a story for you that we have to talk about.
What is it? It's not that new footballer, is it? Because we said we can't say that.
No, we're not going to talk about him. Although, I'm not going to say what it is, because there's literally no way for us to talk about it. Just Google American NFL college player Noah. His first name is Noah. It's the most astonishing name of all
time. He's got an offensive name.
His surname is the most racist word in the world, and I don't know how they're going to get around it. He's had a lot of traction on Twitter recently.
If he becomes famous, in American football, do you get names on the back like you would do like over it?
Yep.
Crikey.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. We have to talk about this. This is broke. So we're recording this on Wednesday.
Yeah.
This was breaking yesterday.
So yeah, I don't fully understand it.
Okay. So this is obviously these holes in New York that are happening, this tunnel.
Yeah.
That is just, everyone has lost their heads on social media. Right. So this is from Colin Rugg, and I don't know, you know, his thing, but he's someone that is sort of deemed himself a person that is talking about this.
Yeah.
Justin, chaos breaks in New York City after underground tunnels were discovered under the Chabad Lubavitch World Headquarters in Brooklyn. The incident below reportedly took place to prevent a cement truck from filling in the tunnels. So it's the most mad situation of all time. It started from basically a video of a Jewish man climbing out of a grate, basically, in New York. And everyone has lost their head. So people are talking about, there's one bloke who was tweeting 6 months ago. Have you seen this? So essentially what happened...
They
dug a tunnel that connected some headquarters to another thing. So they basically wanted to extend it without going through planning permission or whatever.
Oh,
but obviously there's loads of conspiracy theories going on because that's what people do.
Love conspiracies.
But the thing that I actually like is, there's this lad, and we'll get the tweet up and put it in, is 6 months ago, he tweeted, he lives in New York, 6 months ago he tweeted, I can hear Jewish people underneath my apartment. And he doesn't have a basement, he just lives in New York. And he's like, what the fuck is going on here? He's like, I can hear people singing, I can hear stuff, it sounds like they're digging. And everyone's like, mate, you are a nutter, this is offensive, this is obscene.
Yeah, you take this down.
Take this down, you are a joke. And he was fucking right. That's how they found it. So it says on the thing, it says, this was brought to someone's attention because someone heard. So it says here, now the next thing is obviously reports coming in that thousands of New York police officers and mutual aid officers from other cities have been deployed into New York subway and sewer system in an effort to locate additional tunnels. This is just obscene.
It's Batman, isn't it?
It's literally Batman.
Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
Bane's down there.
It's absolutely ridiculous. It says, the tunnel was discovered after someone in New York started hearing people in his home. Like, it is absolutely kicking off. And you see everyone arguing with the police, fighting back because they don't want the tunnel to be filled in. They've been, digging and putting all the sort of soil and the sediment into the women's toilet of this place. And you can see
wild.
It all full of... just mad. And I don't understand what it's for.
Would you like a secret tunnel?
I'd love it. Imagine that.
Love them.
I've always wanted a little tunnel. Like, I was obsessed as a kid. You know the sort of pulling back of the book on the bookcase?
The
rotate?
Yeah.
Or like, oh shit, the cops are coming. The barman pulls the thing and it turns, you know, goes from wiping his glass to sort of working in like a wood shop or whatever.
Because during
the Prohibition. I love the idea of being a little bit covert.
Yeah.
But imagine sneaking down a tunnel in a grate. You slide straight into the, you know, the headquarters.
Have you ever been to Edinburgh?
There's
loads of tunnels in Edinburgh, isn't there?
Beautiful, isn't it?
Well, there's these tunnels that they used to sneak. I remember learning this, if I get this right, hopefully, fingers crossed, that people used to steal. This was the age of, like, trying to understand the body. Oh. People used to steal dead people that were just dead.
Fresh.
And then sort of tunnel them through. And they only discovered this in years, like hundreds of years later. Maybe 50 years later, that they were tunneling through to the College of Edinburgh, and they were using them to help like progress our understanding of the human body. But they were just nicking dead people out of the graves.
Wow.
Grave diggers.
Amazing. What do you make of all this tunnelling work, Ethan?
What, we don't know what the big tunnel's for.
Which one?
The new one? The one that the Jewish folk are living down.
Well, there doesn't seem to be consensus because I don't think anyone's done like an interview and explained it. It seems like they're trying to expand something without maybe having to go through planning permission or something.
Could have they
lived
down there?
Obviously, you know what social media is like. Everyone's exploding with conspiracy theories, and you got to obviously pass through what you think is bullshit and just, you know, offensive nonsense to actually. This, it seems like the official line is they were trying to expand the headquarters without having to do planning permission or something like that.
Can you live down there? Is that possible?
In the tunnel?
Is it? Yeah. Is it like livable?
I don't know.
Do you know what? Where is your ideal place to live, Ethan? Like, if you go pick your dream, like, sort of home slash location, see you in a tunnel.
No, I wouldn't want
to. I could see you in a tunnel.
Yeah, no. Or underneath a bridge, like a.
Yeah, underneath a sink.
Well,
like Harry Potter under the stairs.
You'd be happy, wouldn't you?
Did you ever, like, when you were like a kid, like, make like a wee den or something, and like make it look like you go, oh, this bit's the kitchen. This bit's the bed. This bit's the living room. Have you ever done that? Or on your bed? Laid out all the pillows and
blankets. I see it in like films and stuff, but I don't think I ever really did that,
We did do some den building, especially with the cushions of the sofa.
Yeah.
And some blankets over there.
Oh, we did do a bit of that, actually. Me and my sister, we did do that occasionally.
That was quite nice.
Yeah.
And then it'd probably be me just ruining it by just diving on top of the whole thing and bringing it down.
Igloo. Made igloos.
Made what?
Igloos. Igloos.
Say that again.
Igloos. Yeah. Igloos.
Igloo.
You made an igloo?
Oh, yes.
Where?
Isn't that a male sex worker?
An igloo.
An igloo.
How cold is it in Newcastle that you could make an igloo?
Oh, when it's snow and it's cold. And we used to get, like, boxes and, like, pour the water over the top of it to make it freeze and chisel it. Made an igloo. Made a proper igloo.
I don't know what you're talking. You made a proper igloo.
Proper igloo.
Tell us how. Of snow? You're lying.
And ice.
You're lying.
The snow into ice.
So, what's keeping this up? What's keeping the igloo?
The weather.
Stop saying what you're talking about. The structure. How are you building an igloo in Wack?
No, in Wickham. You get.
Now it makes sense.
It makes sense.
You get some like big boxes and that. Plastic boxes, fill it with water. I mean snow. Then a bit of water on top, make it freeze. Then you get it out, and you just you shape it, don't you? You get all these big blocks, and you make an igloo. It's a bit difficult on the roof.
You actually made one.
I made an igloo.
Talking shit. I can't.
Could you big enough to get inside?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you'd want to make it so you get in.
Well, yeah, but I didn't know you could just make like a little shape of one, like a sort of sandcastle.
No, I live in it.
Lived in it.
You lived in it.
That's pushing it a bit
for a day.
How long for?
Just not overnight. Too cold overnight.
Right. That's amazing.
I don't know. What's the maddest sort of game you played when you were a kid? Did you ever go bush diving?
Oh yeah.
You push yourself to the limits by how. How like the biggest bush like can you dive? Can you dive over it essentially?
We used to do front flips into bushes. That was our game.
Front flips?
Yeah, so we just like mess about doing sort of not park, sort of halfway between parkour and kind of Dirty Sanchez jackass stuff.
Yeah.
Where we'd sort of hurt ourselves a bit, but also not too much because we're only 13. So we jump into little bushes to sort of break our fall and stuff.
Jackass was sort of a leading cause of many people's sort of injuries. Yeah,
a lot of broken collarbones from Jackass. People jumping into stuff, landing hands first.
What?
Hands first.
Oh. We used to like that. We used to have this big old cupboard in the house that my cousin used to do like a roly-poly off. But it was all right because you said Jackass before it.
Yeah.
Jackass.
So you can't get hurt.
And roly-poly off it. And it really damaged his leg.
Did it?
Yeah.
Is he all right now?
He's all right now. Bush diving, Ethan?
Bush pushing.
What's that?
Oh, you just push people into a bush?
Yeah. It's a classic.
Yeah.
Did you ever used to do the thing, you know, where you'd stand either side of the road and go like that when the cars come past? You go, and then the car stops because he thinks you're pulling a wire.
No, I've never known that, but that is a good one. We've had it done to us before.
Oh.
Mum slowed the car down. And Mum, there's nothing there.
And also, what could they be holding that a car isn't going to stop?
But the one day you do keep going,
yeah,
will be the one day they've got like a fucking
Go on.
This really strong wire.
Yeah, that's gonna what? Take the palm of their hands off when a car drives to
flip you up.
The car just like on Batman on Dark Knight where the lorry just does a forehead stand and falls on its neck.
Done.
You're dead. I need to. I've got some bad news.
What?
I can't do the 1 out of 10 club.
Why?
I've had my first ever filling.
Really?
Yeah.
So talk to us about a filling and what's happening.
Well, it's this one here.
Yeah, right at the back there, yeah.
And I've never had a filling before. You know, clean bill of health and all that. But we think it could be because I wear a grind guard. Me and my dentist. Oh, the dental team over at smiledirect.com.
Do you really go there?
No, I go to my dentist just around the corner. And we think it might be because of my grind guard.
So why do you grind? Is it a nervous thing? Or what?
I don't know what it is. You're sleeping, aren't you? So it's one of the things where I was like, how do I stop? And they were like, it's almost impossible.
So in your dreams, there is just a gentle humming all the time?
Yeah.
I
don't really dream.
You do.
That's a shame. Dream big, mate. Especially on this pod. So when you get filled in, what do they do?
Lean back. Yeah. Then they scrape. So the first thing is they inject you to numb it. But you can sort of taste it.
Oh, does it taste nice? Is it flavoured?
No, it's like just sort of chemically. But then very quickly, everything just, you lose it all.
You're done.
And you're sort of tonguing your gum.
Love it.
Can't feel a thing. And you try and lift your nose and just one side goes like that. You can't move your mouth. And then you just hear... for ages.
Really?
Because they're just grinding your tooth down.
Stop making that noise.
Because there's a crack in my tooth at the top. They had to cut the crack out.
Fucking hell.
And then they dig it. But what the problem was, the worst bit, was you've got two women. One woman who's in there.
Oh, in there?
Yes, in there, Ethan, yeah. You can find that bad if you want, but of course she's in there. The tooth is in the mouth. Pervy.
I'm not pervy, I didn't say
no,
anything.
No, I said it the little thumb.
Well, where's the other woman then?
So the
tickling
other
the balls.
The other woman.
sorry, these are professionals. These are professionals. So you got three people on you?
No, there's two. You've just added someone.
I'm sexist there because I thought there was a male dentist.
No, you are sexist.
Yeah, I just said it.
The dentist is a woman, and her assistant is
very
a woman.
Progressive, that.
So one is sort of, you know, digging at me out. And the other one is sort of...
Digging you out.
And the other one is sort of... She's in
calling
there
your name.
Sucking it off. Like, all... She's got like a little hoover.
Yeah, too right.
To suck all your bits off. Spit and moisture and any sort of liquid that they push in there.
I wonder where all that goes.
Oh, probably into a meal deals, isn't it? They sell that to Tesco and that's how they make this sort of Christmas stuffing. Oh. So one thing that, obviously they're sucking all the moisture out so you don't have to swallow, but then eventually I did swallow and it was like gritty and it tasted like ground up tooth.
Oh.
I could taste my own tooth.
Oh.
And that was a very, very weird taste. So you can taste what, like basically powdered tooth is what I swallowed. And it was really bad.
And you'll have to eat anything for a while then.
And then freak out a bit. So they said, wait till it's stopped being numb, then you can bite stuff again. So far, so good, but we're going to have to skip the 1 out of 10 club because I can't be having bad foods on this. I've got to keep it very clean these days. You know, I'm flossing all the time.
Yeah,
no. I can't stop flossing now. Got to keep flossing. Can't so floss, no 1 out of 10 club this week, but we'll make up for it.
We're back. We'll continue the 9 out of 10 club with a healthy edition on Tuesday.
Yeah.
We're going to leave it there and have a lovely Friday/weekend.
Oh, have a lovely
weekend.
I'm
going on a big walk. I'll be running again, me.
Have you?
Yeah, I'll tell you more about that later.
Where's your big walk going to be?
We're going to go maybe to the Peak District.
Oh.
And it matters how big the Peak District is.
Huge.
Everyone talks about the lakes.
May I suggest Mam Tor?
Yeah, Mam Tor's nice, isn't it?
We went there the other week.
May I throw back at you and just say Bakewell in general? You ever been to Bakewell?
Yeah.
It's lovely.
Oh, where the dessert is from, of course.
Yeah. Which dessert?
Custard.
Right. And we're going to leave that... Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone. Bye for now.